The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Now all the tax collectors and sinners were coming near to listen to Jesus. And the Pharisees and the scribes were grumbling and saying, "This fellow welcomes sinners and eats with them." So he told them this parable. Which one of you, having 100 sheep and losing one of them, does not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after the one who is lost until he finds it? When he has found it, he lays it on his shoulders and rejoices. And when he comes home, he calls together his friends and neighbors, saying to them, "Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep that was lost." Just so I tell you, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who need no repentance. Or what woman, having 10 silver coins, if she loses one of them, does not light a lamp, sweep the house, and search carefully until she finds it? When she has found it, she calls together her friends and neighbors, saying, "Rejoice with me, for I have found the coin that I had lost." Just so I tell you, there is joy in the presence of the angel of God over one sinner who repents. Beloved children of God, this is the good news, the gospel of our Lord. You may be seated. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. A couple weeks ago in my sermon, I shared a reflection on the book by Howard Thurman, Jesus and the Disinherited. And it's a book that Martin Luther King Jr. had studied and had with him during the Montgomery bus boycotts. Not too long after, in one of the devotions I have, there was an excerpt from a sermon from Howard Thurman on Luke chapter 15, verses 4 to 7. And I'd like to read you part of that reflection here. He offers this from the sheep's perspective. A sheep was enjoying his grass, and then when he started feeling chilly, he didn't recall. But the only thing that he remembers is that suddenly he became aware that he was cold. And there was a throwback in his mind. And he realized that he had been cold for some time. But the grass was good. Then he looked around and he discovered that he was alone. That everybody had gone. That is, that all the sheep had gone. And he began crying aloud. And then the shepherd, who had many sheep, missed him when he got back to the fold. And he left his 99 to try to find the sheep that was lost. And Jesus says, God is like that. Nothing heavy and theological about that. Very little that is dogmatic, technically, about it. Just that here is a shepherd who loves his sheep. And one of the sheep, in doing the most natural thing in the world, and that is to eat the grass, did it with such enthusiasm, and over a time interval of such duration that he didn't know when the shepherd called, and he was lost. And why was he lost? He was lost because he was out of touch with the group that sustained him, the group that fed him, that gave him a sense that he counted. That's all. And as soon as he was out there alone, he said, "I'm just here by myself. Nothing but me in all of this. And I want to feel that I count with others." There's a certain warmth in that. There's a certain something that is creative and redemptive about the sense of community, about the fellowship. I think when we hear this parable, particularly through our own cultural lens, these two parables in Luke's gospel, we easily can make it solely about just me and Jesus, right? I think growing up, during the born-again movement, when that was really big, that was what was reduced Christianity to, just this personal relationship with Jesus solely. But we're called to be in community with God. There is a personal dimension to our relationship with God, absolutely. But there's also a communal aspect. And we need that. We don't have community. We're isolated and alone. We don't grow. We don't flourish. We need each other. One of my favorite jokes over the years has been, nobody talks about Jesus' greatest miracle of having 12 friends in his 30s, right? I mean, as we grow older, we kind of find ourselves more isolated. The sheep was just being and doing what sheep do. And when we lose our way as human beings, that's what we do. We get caught up in what human beings do. And we can get so caught up in ourselves that we lose sight of God and one another. What triggers these parables are the Pharisees and the scribes that are grumbling about who Jesus is welcoming and who Jesus eats with. The Pharisees and scribes are getting caught up in themselves. Something it's easy for us human beings to do, to get caught up in ourselves. And when we get caught up in ourselves, we find ourselves separated from the community and then separated from the God who welcomes and dines with them. When we lose our way, we find ourselves going the wrong way, moving further and further away from God and neighbor. Those two things that we're to be devoted to, devotion to God and neighbor. Lost in ourselves, lost and going the wrong way, we fail to see how lost we are. And we see this in our society today. We see examples of religion and expressions of Christianity that lack kindness, lack compassion, lack grace, and lack mercy. As Mark Marius puts it, we love and trust the law more than the lawgiver. When this is what we're devoted to, the law as opposed to the lawgiver, we're not only lost, but we're not sharing the love of God with anyone because we're going in the wrong direction. We're going in the wrong direction, and all that we're sharing is news of condemnation, a spirit and way of segregation that ignores, shuns, and condemns the very people that Jesus welcomes and eats with. The good news is that contrary to what some street preachers will tell you, you don't find God. God finds you. You don't find God because God's not the one that's lost, right? That would make our God very small, wouldn't it? God can't be lost. We're the ones that are lost, but it is God that finds us. And God goes to great lengths to find the lost. For God so loved the world that he sent his Son. And Jesus goes to great lengths. Jesus is faithful to claiming all the lost that he's willing to die on the cross. And through his death, we're given a promise in the resurrection that even in death, we cannot be lost. It's good news, right? That's the good news we share. That we cannot be lost and that God goes to great lengths whenever we lose our way. And these parables are very telling. The sheep and the coin. What do the sheep and the coin do to get found? Nothing. Nothing. They don't do anything. It's the shepherd and the woman that goes searching. And when we get caught up in ourselves, we're humbled to see that we have lost our way. And then what's our response when God finds us? When we're reminded of God's love and brought back into the fold? What happens? We're filled with joy. Our God has gone to great lengths to find us. Our God has told us that those divine arms will never let us go. And we're naturally going to turn to God, right? And another word for turning to God is repent. We turn to God and we share that joy of being found by the God who is love. And then we follow the way of Jesus, the way of the cross. We're now committed to live for others, to welcome others along the way, those who are lost, to eat with them, to laugh with them, to cry with them, to walk with them. those who are lost. One of my favorite lines in that part of Howard Thurman's sermon is that the people that are lost just want to count, right? Just want to belong. And that's part of our mission as a church, to say, no, you belong. You matter. You're created in the image and likeness of God. And Thurman goes on to speak about the pain of being separated from our communities. He says, insulation is something that is spiritual. There's something inside of me that pulls up the drawbridge. Sometimes I do it because I'm afraid. Sometimes I do it because I'm clumsy and awkward. And I don't know how to establish a relationship or relationships with my fellows that can float my spirit to them and bring their spirit to me. Now, Jesus says that God is like a shepherd, seeking always to find those who are out of community with their fellows. And when they have found their community with their fellows, then all the world seems to fit back into place, and life takes on a new meaning. The lost sheep, the searching shepherd, and the cry of anguish of the sheep was the voice of identification that the shepherd heard. That is how God is, if we let him. It's easy to listen to these parables and think of our relationship with God just as a solo endeavor, but it's communal. God is drawing all people to God's self. God wants us not to be segregated from one another in the church and the world, but brought together. God desires to reconcile the whole world to God's self. And we are not lost when we turn and trust in the amazing promises and grace of our God. We love as God loves us. That's what we're sent in the world to do, showing mercy, kindness, and grace. The sheep, the coin, and each and every one of us, we do nothing. But God does everything when it comes to our justification and our salvation. And in our repentance and response to that amazing grace, we continue to find our way in the world, knowing that our Lord once again welcomes sinners gathered around a meal, welcomes each and every one of us, where our Lord is both host and meal, fed and nourished in this holy meal, the body and blood of our Lord in Jesus Christ. We don't only get a foretaste of the feast to come, but we experience the church, the community of the church, of every time and every place, a reminder that in death, we're not lost to one another. We're feasting with the church of every time and every place, with the crucified, risen, and living God. We take comfort in that. Not dependent on having to do the right things all the time or having all the right answers, but trusting that love, trusting who God is, trusting the God who's pledged to never let us go. And as we follow the way of Jesus, may we share the good news of our God who spares no expense to find us and hold on to each and every one of us forever. Thanks be to God. Amen.